And we all, and we had a little, she was a long porch. You go across and was a little room set out, you know, to itself on the end of the porch. Mm-hmm. Well, that's where her oldest daughters would live, in that room set out on the end of the porch.
My goodness.
Uh-huh. And it was a long porch. And my grandma, I look like I can imagine seeing her now. She would sit on the end of the porch with her pipe in her mouth smoking. And we had a swinger on the porch. And didn't care who come there, she was going to sit on the end of that porch. When we had company, you know, like boys and girls, you know, called to be cold. She would sit right there on the end of that porch, smoking her pipe. And when 9 o'clock comes, she'll say, fan up a throat. And that means them boys, it's time to leave. And if she didn't, she called, I got a sister named Mary, me and her was co-long together. She say, Bessie. And you've been calling my sister Cooter. Cooter. She say, it's time for y'all give them boys their hats and let them get out from here.
So that she told you what time they had to leave.
Yeah. She said when 9 o'clock come, them boys give them their hats and get them out of here. Y'all got to go to work tomorrow. Say, cause you know, living on this white man's place, when he say you got to go to work, say you have to go. And you can, y'all have to get up soon in the morning.
Well, you know, we were talking about, living on the white man's place. Was that your way of paying rent for the place you should live in?
You weren't paying rent, just staying there. Just live there.
Because you were working for him.
Because you were working for him. But if you wasn't working for him, you had to get out.
So what kind of alternatives did you have? You know, like where could you go if you didn't work for any particular person?
Well, if you, when his work here was, he didn't mind you going somewhere else hunting work. But long as he had work to do, you couldn't go nowhere else to work. You had to work there.
Well, what kind of work did you do?
Pick cotton, pull fodder. When it's cotton chopping time, you chop cotton. Then you chop it and then you hoe it. I know you don't know nothing about that because you ain't never did that kind of work. Chop cob, and then you turn around and you hoe it. And then you go back over it again, call it be bunching. That's getting the big bunches of grass out of it.
Well, isn't that something?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then when you get through with that, you had peanuts that were ready to hoe.
Okay, hold on a minute. Let's check and see, y'all. You know, if we get the information down. So this is some great information.
You know, you were talking about, to get back to something you said, about where you coded. I mean, you were talking about you and your sister coded the same time. I was wondering, where did you code? We coded in that little room. That's the little room we called, we sit on the end of the porch. We call that the front room. And that's where we coded. And on the porch, it was a long porch, and it divided off, the porch did. And we would sit in the swinger, and from the swinger in that little room, that was our coding place.
God.
But she didn't move. She still sit there in that, when them boys had to leave when she said 9 o'clock.
And all of y'all get ready to go to work.
Yeah.
Now that's now, okay, you were about to mention something about those, you were hoeing peanuts or what?
Yeah. You were hoeing peanuts. When the peanut time comes, you hoe peanuts. Get all that grass out. And when peanut time, when the peanuts ripe, they call it ripe. Well,